You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Matt Wehmeyer pinch hitting this week for Tim McMaster as we are talking Yankees baseball with Brian Hoke, our Yankees reporter. Brian, thank you so much for the time. And here it is, just days away from Christmas. That's rather hard to believe, but in the holiday spirit, because the hot stove has gone a little bit lukewarm the last few weeks, as is custom this time of year, we're going to kind of do a Christmas-themed segment here as we bring up some Christmas topics with regards to the 2016 Yankees. So with that in mind, Brian, the first question I pose to you of the players on the Yankee roster right now, which one would make the very best department store Santa Claus?
Wow. Well, I'll go with CeCe Sabathia. I think that he'd be up for the task. He did put out a book a few years ago called CeCe Claus, where he was filling the role of Jolly St. Nick. So I'm going to go with CeCe. I think he'd do a good job at it. Big belly laugh. And, that's my choice right there.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty obvious choice, given his gregarious nature and the way that he is around kids. I think he would make the perfect Santa Claus on this Yankee team. Brian, moving on to question number two. Of course, as we all know, Rudolph is the undisputed leader of Santa's reindeer. So with that in mind, who do you feel is the Rudolph, if you will, of the Yankees clubhouse right now?
Wow. There's been a leadership void, I think, since Derek Jeter's captaincy and the end of that. I think that they filled that by having guys like Brian McCann, Brett Gardner, Sabathia, Mark Teixeira. But some of those names I just mentioned have disappeared. Teixeira's retired now. Sabathia's in the final year of his contract. Gardner could be traded by opening day, and McCann has already been traded. So, this may be a time where the baby bombers have to step in and maybe take over. I think that Matt Holliday is going to be something of a veteran presence there. But I don't think I really answered your question. I think that of the names I'll say Brett Gardner. He's always at his locker. He's a stand-up guy. Good, bad, wins, losses, he's always available. So I say he is one of the leaders of that team, and he might be the Rudolph right now.
Yeah, I would agree that he is the leading candidate. He's the guy whose lead everybody would follow, a la Rudolph. And, as far as leadership, I know that there's, 10 people. You get 10 different theories and opinions on it. But in your mind, is it a thing where, maybe Joe Girardi goes up to player X and says, okay, you're going to lead the team? Or is it more of a thing where it's an organic thing where it just happens, it just evolves over the course of time?
I think it's going to happen organically. And I think it did in the void after Jeter retired. I think that you don't necessarily need one guy. I know that Derek was the captain, but Mariano Rivera was the leader of that bullpen for so many years. And so the bullpen guys gravitated toward Mariano, and the position players gravitated toward Derek. So I think it can be a lot of different guys spread around. I think Sabathia can lead the pitching staff for sure. So it could definitely be an organic thing where a bunch of different guys step in there.
Yeah, it's a good point. Different roles call for different leaders and different types of leadership. So maybe that's what becomes of the Yankees as this younger and younger clubhouse comes into their own, starting with the 2017 season. Brian, this one grabs you. After a difficult 2016, which player should stand underneath the mistletoe to kind of kiss and make up with the Yankee fan base and hope for a fresh start for 2017?
Well, I'll go Chase Headley on that one. I think that he actually did a pretty good job. If you look back at the numbers, I think his birthday was somewhere in the first week of May. And if you look at that from there on, he did pretty well. The problem was he was just so terrible in April that he had about 150. He had no extra base hits for the entire first month of the season. The Yankees didn't play very well the first month. So I think that Chase Headley's become something of a kind of a whipping boy there for the fan base. Look, is he an all-star third baseman? No, but I think he's serviceable. He played good defense last year. I think that he's got some making up to do with the fan base. But if you've got that guy in your lineup 140 games a year playing third base, hitting in the bottom third of your lineup, you should be able to win games with Chase Headley at third base. So I think that Yankee fans have been hard on him, but lay off a little bit and give him a chance.
Yeah, wipe the slate clean for 2017 and see what he can do with a full productive, healthy season. And Brian, I'm going to be honest, I was a bit surprised. I thought your answer would be Jacoby Ellsbury. Is he kind of, if Chase Headley is number one, is he 1A?
I did think about Ellsbury as I was answering that question. And I think that, you'd like to see one of the years of what the Yankees paid for with Ellsbury. They paid him like an elite center fielder, and he has not been that for the Yankees. And nobody's asking him to be the 30 home run guy he was that one year in Boston. But just to stay healthy, be on the field, do what Jacoby Ellsbury can do, because when he is right and when he's pumping on all cylinders, he is a top-notch player. The problem is with the Yankees, you just haven't seen it that much.
Yeah, the consistency has certainly been a problem. The health has been a problem. But when he is right and when Brett Gardner's right, that is a lethal 1-2 combination that nobody wants to face in the American League, that is for sure. Brian, curious to hear your answer for this one, considering the youth now on this Yankee team. But let's assume that every player on the team is an 8-year-old boy. Which player would then be the most hyper and the most excited to run downstairs on Christmas Day and start opening gifts?
Wow. Can we put Nick Swisher back on the team? That would be my one choice. Absolutely. Wow, that is a really good question. You know, I think, can I have a tie between Didi Gregorius and Starlin Castro?
Of course.
Up the middle. I think those two, you put them 8 years old in their pajamas, they're going to be running downstairs, and it's going to be, you know, they did that reenactment of the Step Brothers movie during spring training. I think that would be awesome to watch the two of them just rip into their presents and go crazy with whatever toys they had under the tree.
Yeah, they'll be the ones getting up mom and dad at 5 a.m. and all bloodshot eyes and, you know, let's start. It's Christmas Day. You know, that's what the calendar says. So I would love to see the two of them tear into those gifts. That would be a scene. Brian, transitioning here from Christmas to New Year's, quite simply, we all make resolutions and very few of us keep them, but what will the New York Yankees' resolution for 2017 be?
Make the playoffs. This team does not have a playoff victory since 2012. The last playoff victory came before Derek Jeter broke his ankle. So this is going back a long time now. I know they did get to the playoff game last year. That was 9 innings. Dallas Keuchel and the Astros sent them home. This team needs to get to the playoffs. They need to start winning in the playoffs. That's what the Yankees are. That's what they're built around. That's what it's got to be. They got to get there. They got to resolve to get there. And come hell or high water, they really got to bring it this year because the drought has gone on long enough, I think.
Yeah, it's been, by Yankee standards, a biblical drought. Like you said, no playoff wins here in 4 years. And maybe the Bombers step up to the challenge in 2017 and get the Yankees back in the postseason. Time will tell. Great stuff, as always, from Brian Hoke, our MLB.com Yankees reporter. Brian, happy holidays to you and your family, and we will talk again shortly, I'm sure. In the meantime, it's Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, New York Yankees.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.